W-8-CPT. W-8-FU. NADF from W8FU. DBF from W8FU.
Good morning. Is that my stuff right now or what?
I had the volume down. I heard good morning and something and then or what.
I don't know. I don't know about this 75. I was having a meltdown this morning. I think it had something to do with the speaker mic I had plugged in. Hello now.
Huh. Something interesting. I've been looking to get your feedback on that radio.
I'm not blaming the radio yet. I did notice. I picked up that 45D speaker mic from Greg yesterday, and it doesn't plug in. Like, you can wiggle it, and it's got play in it. So, I was driving to work this morning, and I had my Google VFO up for your other repeater, and it was literally, like, strobing, like, back and forth, like, it was switching VFOs on its own. And it was receiving on both. And then I plugged in.
Weird. Yeah, almost like a connection. Is that a Kenwood product or is that an aftermarket?
It is a Kenwood product. It's an $80 speaker mic, so I think what I'm going to do is order another one on Amazon, test that, and then make my decision from there on which speaker mic I'm going to use. But I'm using a lotion right now, and it's a cheap piece of crap, but it clicks in, it plugs in firmly. So I don't know if something's messed up on the pins on that one or what, but ever since I switched speaker, my radio's been totally fine. And I've had no issues with the radio since I've gotten it.
Yep, that is weird. So, who knows. Anywho, I was just ripping along 59 here, and I know you work near me. I'll have that amp sitting here in the passenger seat. I got to do a little running around today, so if it ever works out and I'm passing by, I can just drop it to you. I don't need to collect on it. You can try before you buy kind of thing and just Venmo it to me or something. I don't care about that.
Yeah, right at Holland Blank on the southeast side. Just past that friendly Honda dealer or whatever the hell it is, where the Deloitte building is. And I'll send you the money, don't worry. That was my next question. Do you want cash or can I send you the money electronically? I think I even still have some few steps, so I'm going to figure out how I want to route cabling and whatnot in here.
Well, I am at almost right there right now. There's probably nowhere I could leave it safely. So, Now just keep it with me. But I am real close to there. I can, when I get out and about, I can easily drop the bike. I don't know if you're able to run out to the lot or something like that during the day. But yeah, we'll connect. As far as, yeah, don't worry about it. But like I said, any electronics, fine. Whatever you got. I'm trying to keep all the cash for all the estate stuff in Venmo so that I can keep it isolated and separate. It's an account I don't use. So, I mean, Venmo makes it a little easier for me keeping track of things. But it doesn't matter, you know.
Venmo is easy to me. That's how I generally pay for things if it's not cash. But, yeah, a little easier either. I'm actually at where my park at that bird food. My truck is covered in bird food. Not card, hydrant.
So here I am at the Plank and Hall. There's the big Lucido sign.
You were literally a mile behind me. I just parked at Mobile in Heidenreich.
You in that building just past the Honda dealer? I think you said that. I have to come here often. I have meetings here.
I might be looking at a second phone in a car wash.
All right, yeah, do your thing. Where's the Bird Poop Express?
Can you still hear me?
Are you in the wash? Noisy, but you're in there. Anyhow.
Man, now my windows are all fogged up.
The price you pay.
About today, just let me know. I can, I don't have as many abilities as I used to, but I kind of can do whatever I need to.
I am sitting in your parking lot.
Oh, perfect. Well,
you go in the front door or you go in the one on the right or the left?
Are you at the back building?
Yeah.
I go in the front door, where the roundabout is, but I don't, I park wherever, so wherever you're at, I'm going to just park there.
Well, I'm on the right side. I'm in the visitor parking, the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch visitor spots, so I could get a good look at the lot. I was waiting for you to pull up, and I just swing right by you and hand off. Normally park on the right or the left?
Park on the left today, so I don't get too much.
Seems like everybody's parking on the right. The only one on the left is a black Chevy Tahoe or something.
I just pulled in. I see it.
Park wherever you want. I'll just pull up, hand off, and leave. J-E-A-R-U-H from W-8-F-U.
N-H-K-E-D. NHKPP Mobile.
Good morning, Wally, KE8BSI. I understand happy birthday is in order.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Yep, I hit the big number. I am now on the government health care plan.
Ah, very good. Cool biz. Now you just got to get rid of that pesky work thing you got going on.
Yeah, I agree with that. There are a lot of things I want to do, and one of them in my bucket list is come play with you guys in the park.
Yep, roger that. That time will come soon enough.
Yep. I've been reading on it a little bit. Wire. Little balmy thing, antenna matcher, all sorts of cool stuff. I'm going to have to put a fake flagpole in my yard and a wire up to it, you know, to support it.
Yeah, that's a good way to go because you can put a pulley on top and raise and lower it as needed. I did a lot of POTAs with the guys with no equipment and just kind of absorbed information and tricks and trades and all that. Ended up with a portable vertical antenna, which I do like. It works quite well. And then my other buddy, Dave, he's got a wire he throws up in a tree. And they both work great. They're both about the same amount of setup time. So you can go either way with that and everything in between.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Not that it means anything to me, but what brand HF radio do you use and have?
I have two at home. The base station here is an ICOM 7610. It's a pretty robust machine. And then in the field, for POTAs and whatnot, I've got an Elecraft KX3, which is this little tiny little guy, QRP radio. It does 15 watts on some bands. And I just got a little 100-watt amplifier for it, too, so I can go either way. I can go QRP, which is low wattage or low power, and or I can put the amp on it now. Just got that, so I'm just kind of starting to use it. Those are my two HF radios.
Nice. I kind of like to keep my desk kind of clean. I don't know anything about it, but I saw that, you know, that ICOM one where it's two pieces, it's got the remote head and then the box you could put somewhere else. You could actually put the box and connect it together on your Cat5 cable. I saw that. That looked pretty interesting. I don't know what your thoughts on that one is.
Yeah, that's relatively new. I actually like the idea. I think it'd be a very cool radio. I do think I'm not sure on the power on that one. You might need an amplifier for your desk. But if you took it in the field, if you're just going to go with one radio in and out, that would be awesome. So yeah, that's got a lot of positives to it, a lot of check boxes. So you got to figure out: do you want two radios, or do you want one? I believe the one you're talking about does UHF and VHF as well. I'm not positive of that, but I think it might. So you got to take that into account. All-in-one radios, when I first started, I really wanted one. And at this point, I'm glad I didn't get one because I can do HF work while I'm talking to you from here, for instance. I'm doing FT8 on my HF rig. So there's a lot of things you got to figure out. But yeah, that remote head is real nice on that unit. That's a priority for you. And the whole radio itself is actually real good.
Yeah. I mean, like it says, that's not by far the choice, you know, if only, but it caught my eye, and then I'm starting to get that. I bought an antenna off DX Engineering, you know, a 2-meter 440. and sent off them, and so now I'm on their mailing list, so it's kind of cool. So I, you know, thumbing through all that, and I go, oh, that looked nice on my desk, and then I could put that little box in the basement and then, you know, get 5 wires cheap and connect them together and call it a day. So I thought, okay, but, I mean, like I said, I did absolutely no technical research on it. I just, the concept caught me up, you know, on it. And, of course, it has D-Star, but that means nothing because nobody has D-Star in this side of the state.
Yeah, that's another aspect of it as well. I found if you're talking on repeaters, Fusion is number one, at least in this area, for digital. And if you're just wanting to do digital through a Pi-Star or something like that, then DMR is the way to go for a radio. But, yeah, I've got the 9600, TYT 9600 is my base station. It's actually a mobile rig, but for UHF, VHF, and got no reason to get anything else unless I get the ICOM 9700, which is the goal, but that's a little pricey and maybe someday kind of unit.
That's the one that's like $3,500 or so, right? That's the one you're talking about?
No, the 9700 is an all-mode UHF, VHF, and I don't know what they call it, microwave or satellite or whatever. It goes way up in the super high band. I think it's more high power than most radios, you know, up to 100 watts as opposed to 50 on your standard mobile radio. And just an all-around robust unit with so many features. It's crazy. And I think it's about $1,700, $1,800.
Well, that'd be kind of cool if it could take you into some of those bands way high. I mean, I don't know if there's anything up there, I mean, but that would be kind of cool. I know that Sean had said, and I saw on, I don't know, one of the repeater websites that there's some 900. Just a second, I got to order a cup of coffee, KPP.
K-E-8-B-S-I. Jay, KE8BSI, how are you?
I'm all right. I just got in the bank, and I just overheard y'all talking this. So, I mean, what's the topic today?
Oh, no real topic. We got Wally just ordering a cup of coffee right now. He's probably getting into HF bands sooner. In a little while, and he's just kind of throwing out there what different radios there are and stuff like that.
I hear y'all mentioned something about 900 megs.
Yeah, I just mentioned the ICOM 9700, which does those upper bands like that, or the upper band. I'm not even sure. All I know is it has it. That's about the extent of it.
Yeah, Roger. Well, hopefully we can hold on to it because not too many hams use it now. I know Chris, WI8X, used to be N8FZT. He's hemming some of his friends up on 900 megahertz there. So hopefully we don't lose it because I think somebody's after that band.
Everybody's after that band.
Like who?
The police, the cell phone companies. It's probably could make it an extension of the state system. I mean, that's a nice space to have. That'd be a shame to lose that.
Yeah, I agree, but you know, that's just like our 220 band. I think we had, it was more to it than that, and they cut it down. I don't know who got it, was it UPS? Somebody got part of that band.
You're showing your age. Yeah, back then, I remember that conversation because I really never did anything with 220. I've always, most all my life, I've been just a technician. Anything, but I remember the guy that was kind of like my mentor. He, at that time, it was UPS. I'm not sure who has it now. Maybe Greg knows. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, sorry, guys. I got distracted here with other things. Just looking at my chart here. Yeah, 33 centimeter band is 902 megahertz. I mean, you guys, I know you're talking about who wants it or has it. I don't know. Or who wants to get it. And then there's another band, 23 centimeters, at 1,240 megahertz. So that's interesting, too. I'm not sure what that radio I mentioned would do with that. Anyway, I got to step away. KEDSI, I'll be back in a bit.
Oh, no, that's an interesting band, too. 1.2 gigahertz, 1,200 megahertz. Yeah, that's pretty. I had a friend that has, we both had Kenwood 742s. Where you could take them, excuse me, where you could take the modules out and put another module in. And for a third module, with me, I had 2 meters, 440 and 220, and my buddy had 2 meters, 440 and 1.2 gigahertz. And he sort of liked that, but I can't see that band traveling too far. But he claimed when the band was open, he was talking to somebody on the Mackinac Bridge. No, so I don't know. Anyway, yeah, back to you, sir.
Yeah, I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry. This is Wally. So, yeah, I got my extra ticket about 2-3 weeks ago, and I'm still working. I'm still in the working class, although I am in the retirement age. And one of the things on my bucket list is this HF stuff, and I like talking about it because, you know, I just think that you just want to hear everybody's opinions, everybody's thought processes, you know, and, you know, what favors them, what doesn't favor them. You know, like Greg brought up a good point, like, you know, if you got a radio that did, you know, VHF, UHF, everything else like that, you can't talk on, you know, like this, UHF. So, you know, so that was a good point. So then you just got to weigh all the things you like, all the things you don't like, and kind of make an intelligent decision based on that. But I missed, where did he say, that, who did get that 220? It was like 220 to 223, I think is what was taken back. That was a long time ago, but I remember that.
For what I was told, UPS had that. They took it and gave it back up or something. I don't know. Like I said, we don't use it. We'll lose it. That's for sure. I hate to say that because we got bands go way up in the gigahertz, you know, 10 gigahertz. I had heard some hams, you know, they way up there and they use airplanes or something. Can you believe that? Airplanes bounce off the signal and they can talk that way when the airplane passes. I don't know. We got so much going on. We got so many roads to choose and everything. It's amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I get ready to go. I'll be right back in about 10 minutes. I can put gas in this thing, and it says 25 miles to empty, and that's not a good situation for me. So I'll call you back in a little bit. I'll throw my call back out. This is NAKPP.
Oh, Roger, Roger. 73 for now. And this is November 8 Whiskey, Julie Lima. Standing by.
W8FU.
You lunching?
Wait, are you over here? Oops.
I'm not sure. I just asked if you were lunching.
No, you did not. I hollered on the other side like a dunce. I don't know how to use this radio that well. I just picked up my Cabela's, headed back to the office. Avoid Hall Road. It is unbelievable right now.
Yeah, usually is. Now I got to head up to 23 and Card, and then I got to go over to 25 and I-94. Once I'm done with that, then it's probably 94 smooth sailing, I would hope. So, just out and about. Saw Anthony this morning. He dropped off some TVs and made a trip to the site, the 675 site. And all in all, just getting some odds and ends done here.
I love productive days. They're few and far between. I feel like I get caught doing non-productive things, but still work-related. I haven't seen Anthony in a minute. I haven't seen you in a minute either. Last time I saw you was when we went to lunch, and then obviously this morning. But we need to have a little powwow soon.
Yeah, no, it's been a while. I mean, you know, new baby and new house and everything else going on. You can scare speed, but things get back in the, and a change of jobs, obviously. So yeah, you've been a busy camper.
I was happy to hear yesterday when I was getting my hair cut that it's not falling out and it's not gray, which I thought for sure after the last 12 months of my life I'd be losing hair turning gray.
Well, it'll happen soon enough, although you might be lucky. I don't know. How's your, it's usually the men on your mom's side, they always say. It certainly was the case on my family. My dad's side, you know, full heads of hair until the grave. They went white, but they were full heads of hair. I got, you know, of course, I got mom's side. I got the old horseshoe head. You know, might as well just cut it off as opposed to looking silly.
I've heard the same thing, and I still can't really pinpoint it. My mom's dad, he died with a full head of hair. Her brother's got a full head of hair, but they've got very thick, coarse hair. I've got very fine, not coarse hair, but a lot of it. And then my dad's side, they're all bald. I mean, every single one of those dagos has, like you said, the horseshoe head, where I see my dad, he goes, I gotta get my hair cut. Like, for what? Go buy some razors.
Well, you may luck out if it's true that if it's mom's side, so you can hope. But I don't find it bothers me all that much, so it's not that big a deal. I mean, would I like to have a full head of hair? Sure. Do I care? Eh, not so much.
I'm married with three kids, man. At this point, I don't care as long as I don't die. I'm doing all right. But I just rolled into the office here. Quick little trip out. Programmed some new stuff in the 75 and trying to get organized. So, wanted to give her a whirl, but I'll be back on this afternoon on my way home. So I'll catch up if you're around. We have serious. I need you guys.
All right. Enjoy that sub. And we'll catch you later. W8FU. Adam.
Hey, FAEXI here. If I just took me a minute to find where it was in my memory. I got too many repeaters in here.
The good news is it works. A little bit of a buzz, but that's probably your ceiling fan or something. But yeah, you're strong as the other one too. Over.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good to hear. And yeah, and this is just one of those little Pacific HTs as well. So I got a battery ordered, so I can hook up my mobile up here to this antenna. You'll see how that goes. Back to you.
Good news. Works out for you, and, you know, it's like they say, the antenna makes more of a difference than the power. So, you should probably be just fine. The only reason I suggested moving it away from the brick wall is since it's so close, you know, since it's right up against that wall, that could give some attenuation and maybe kind of give the illusion of a null. But beyond that, it may affect the
reflection of the SWR, so you could burden the quarantine HD's transmitter. So this way, you know, it may not be much. I wouldn't go through the effort of measuring it. Just scoot it away from the wall and it'd be fine. Over.
Got it. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll be able to definitely, like I said, that it's a pretty good size, so I have a lot of freedom there to kind of move it wherever I need to. If I pick up one of those mounts that you showed me, mount it up to the joist, and you know, somewhere nice and safe away from the walls, it should be pretty dang good.
Yeah, that's great. I'm super jealous you got that kind of space up there. I can't even crawl up in hours. It's so narrow, it's weird, but... Anyhow, did you want to try any of the other ones that are on my list right now, or I can switch a radio later on and we can play with it and then have to go feed the parrots in a few minutes?
I think I'm good for now. I got a few repeaters here and there, so I'll probably try some more a little bit later on, but I should get back to work, so I'll let you go for now.
Okay, you know, work is for suckers. Yeah, a little bit scratchy, but that may not be all your fault. I don't know what the state of this box is, but at any rate, I'm glad it works, man. What a nice little lunch project and success, I would say. So, all right, we'll catch you in chat. With me, Sugar Delta Fox is clear.
Sounds good. See you there. KF8BXI, clear.
NAKPP mobile on 26 Mile Road on 2.6.
WSCP 645 transmitting from West Bloomfield, Michigan. Trying to see how far I'm transmitting. Anyone out there?
That was a GRMS call sign. This is an amateur radio repeater.
Brand new to this. Am I on the wrong frequency? Over.
If you're not an amateur radio operator and you do not have an amateur radio call sign, you need to cease and desist and go over to the where you're licensed.
What is shaking?
Well, I'm kind of north, not way north, but north, and I'm got a few sites I gotta go visit. That's pretty much it for the rest of my day, but I'm almost done with my day anyhow. So that, and I finally got T-Mobile activated on my phone. So first time I ever had a phone with two different services on it. Working pretty cool. Let me effectively see if they have a service I can tolerate.
Oh, good. Hey, I imagine there's some sort of a selection protocol that you can say, all right, I'm going to use this service for today and change it and use this other service. But anyway, hope it works out well. I guess I've heard good things about their coverage. I've heard good things about AT&T's coverage, too, and that we've had that for years, and I'll tell you, I know where the dead spots are. So, well, if you're out and about today, it's a nice day to be out and about. I'm on my way to a client appointment, and that may be the end of the day for me. We'll see.
Yeah, well, first, with regards to the dual SIM, yeah, it's pretty nifty. You can run one or the other, or you can run both, at least on my phone. And you can even tell it, use internet, use this one, you know, calls, use this one, that one. You can, calls, internet, and texting is all, can be all separate. And I guess they don't have texting when you do this. You can't do texting through both.
because that's a provider-based thing. So I got to do all my texting through Xfinity, and then I can, but I can do phone calls and data through T-Mobile, so I can effectively, you know, check out their, you know, because texting doesn't really tell you much about their network anyhow, so really it's phone calls and internet and whatnot. And, yeah, nice day, that's for sure. And, what else? I know there was something else I was going to say. Too many things going on. Got one or two more stops to make here. Call the day. Do breakfast tomorrow with the boys. And, I was going to get out, you know, I was hoping to get that, Bob thing you were talking about yesterday in the, but they can't find him. He didn't get him, like, he got him 10 days ago, and somehow they got, you know, he's moving, you know, he's going to a new house, and they've been just frantically boxing things up and putting aside. Now he can't find him. So that's, I won't be out your way for that reason, but there could be any number of other reasons. And then, how was your birthday? I see you had the Wellington.
Yeah, well, I've not exactly been following the FOB thing. It's a little above my pay grade. But, yeah, I can imagine Dave's is trying to move, he's moving twice, so that does complicate things. Birthday was wonderful. It was, well, I take it back. It was a stressful day during the day with some work stuff and with some mom stuff in particular. But, you know, it is what it is. But the evening was quiet. Got home, and I didn't expect to, like, do anything or go anywhere, and all of a sudden we're having beef Wellington, and so yay for that. That was yummy. Otherwise, just kind of a relaxing evening. I went downstairs to play radio for a little bit. There was some Aurora, supposedly, and there was some other stuff, and it was not productive, so I went upstairs. Phone's ringing. Let me grab this and I'll get back to you. KBB.
Okie doke. W8FU. W8RCY from W8FU. K8RU8 from W8FU. Anthony, you listening here?
N8KTB. K8BB. W8FU, K8BB.
WNX, 38NS, T-Mobile.
W8DAP. Mile and Shaner area. We're on the
2.6 Warren machine right now.
I am downtown St. Clair. I'm coming in through Richmond.
Ah, I didn't think anybody used that repeater. Yeah, we got one in Romeo, too. I think that's 442075, I believe. So I'm kind of in between the Warren and the Romeo, I guess. But yeah, just heading home from work. That's about it. What's going on your end?
I just got done with work, worked from home, and had to run to CVS to get the trip and head back to start my weekend project. So everything seems to get done. It's my fire duty weekend, so I'll keep going to work. So get home stuff done.
Roger, yep. I might be going up north to cottage this weekend to see what the boss says. Pretty sure we are. It's gonna be another warm weekend in the 80s. Probably about 80 up there. A little bit warmer down here, but good weather for up there. And we have too many of these 80 degree weekends, I don't think.
No, probably not. There's gonna be a few far between, so. But I just figured I'd come back here, just calling a couple times just to let you know you were getting out there and somebody was out here. So I'm pulling out back to the house and I got to jump out here and take care of the few things. So good talking to you and we'll catch you soon. 73W8NIC.
Roger. Before you go there, do you have any All-Star notes or operate on All-Star at all or no?
I have two. I have one at the house, and then I have a Shari note as well. And I'm usually either on this group, the 42732, or I have another one that another private one I go into, but I haven't been on that one in a while. Probably should get on that. But yeah, I do. I have two of them.
One at the house, one at the cottage, and two portable ones, but yeah. I usually get on the Who Cares Radio Club. It's 594. Oh gosh, I don't know what the other numbers. I should know it. 594950. Yeah, that's it. Who Cares Radio Group. So that's a pretty nice system hub. It's probably about 20 of us. So. All right, catch you later. I'm just pulling in here to the gas station to get some Go Juice. W-A-E-A-P.
73W8NS.
W-8-F-U. W-A-D-A-P.
KB8KLW.
N8NM. NADBF Mobile.
KF8DWP Monitoring. Clear.
K8RUH. W8PPP. How's it going this evening? Going good, on the way to go fishing. Yeah, where are you going fishing? This is Captain Don. Yes, sir. I didn't catch the call right away. This is Anthony. How you doing? Doing good, Anthony. Yeah, I heard your call. That's why I threw out my call. I'm like, hey, I know that call. Doing good, doing good. Went out fishing the other day and did pretty well with my buddies here from Indiana. So, we fished with them the other night, too. After my buddy Rick went home, we got in his boat. But, yeah, going out with him again. Hopefully redeem, get that big one that I lost. Man, that was crazy. That's awesome. I've never been sturgeon fishing. Do you still run charter, or are you just going out for fun? I don't run charters. I haven't actually fished in 2 years until the other night because of the health issues I was having. So, yeah, I've been on charters. I'm going to start going out again and get my thing going here. Hopefully this year, but if not for sure next year. The one guy that was rocket fishing charters, my buddy Captain Rick, he showed me that I was stupid for staying off the water all this time. Well, it's good that you're getting back out. Yeah, yeah. I've never been sturgeon fishing, but any opportunity to catch a fish that big is amazing. Roger that. As we got two kids walking with fish poles and tackle boxes on the side of the road going to a marina. That's something you don't see enough of nowadays. That was cool. And I think there's two with bicycles doing the same thing out on the other side of the road. That's awesome. That's cool. I live down here in Grosse Pointe Woods, and I'm always shocked how many kids I see riding around town on their bikes with fishing poles going to the city parks to go fishing. I love it, man. It's so cool because most days I wish I was just riding my bike to go fishing.
Roger that. I mean, I'm retired now, but not because I wanted to. When I retired, I was going to be on the boat like all summer fishing. I can still possibly get to that point, but right now it ain't happening, but... Yeah, it's pretty cool though. Hopefully we should get some fish tonight. It all depends on the boat traffic and whether they're biting, but usually we get at least one every day.
That's awesome. Well, you gotta make sure you post the pictures of you catching a monster. I love seeing that stuff.
Roger that. Yeah, they'll definitely be photos. I'm not so sure about videos or live because it's a smaller boat today. But yeah, definitely. I was going to say something else, but I guess I'll remember it on the next round.
What's funny is I'm in the garage right now testing this radio out that we're talking on, and I'm currently watching a YouTube fly fishing video of these guys that are fishing for bonefish in the Bahamas, and man, that'd be pretty nice to be there right now, that's for sure.
Roger that. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Bahamas would be cool. I've never done any saltwater fishing because back before I retired, I was afraid if I went and fished in the ocean, I wouldn't come back because I liked fishing so much. And I wanted to get my pension from board, so I kept myself from going ocean fishing.
Yeah, the most I've done is, you know, on vacation I always bring a big surf rod with me and surf fish, and man, sometimes you can get pretty lucky and catch some good fish, and they're delicious, but I'm right there with you, man. I'm enamored by the ocean and all the fish in there and everything, and I could probably spend the rest of my life being a bum on the beach just fishing. Yep, and that's how I was until the stupid antibiotic messed me up, and now, you know, I'm seeing, like, as soon as I got on the boat, man, it was like my second home, man. I was like, okay, why have I stayed away from here? So, I actually got my TYC UV 390 Plus with the OpenGD77 firmware on it, HD, just the HD, and I'm gonna try to do it with pretty cool, you know, to do that from the boat. Yep, I didn't bring any aero antenna on the boat because it's too small of a boat, but I got the rubber duck antenna on it, and it follows the Doppler and everything, so I'll be able to make at least one or two cubos when it's up at the highest point of the pass. We'll see, it'll be fun. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to be double dipping on your favorite hobbies, right? That's always what I love doing, is anytime I can get out and, you know, I've done some fishing and skiing trips all in the same weekend and things like that, and it's like cheating. It makes you so happy.
Or the good old surfing turf, float the Marquette River or the Big Manistee in the middle of the day, and deer hunt in the mornings and evenings. That was always fun too.
Yeah, I'm headed over to the PM in a few weeks. I got a trip with some buddies that we're doing one weekend, and then next weekend me and one of my buddies are taking our girls who are 10 and 12. So they're fired up. These little girls are so excited to go fly fishing with their dad. I can't wait to go.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. The kids, I'm glad kids are still, there's still kids out there that are into the outdoors, man, because there's so many of them nowadays that just sit there and play video games.
Yeah, I wanted to get my daughter into a hunter safety class before this deer season, but I don't think it's going to happen. I might just get her going on the, you know, they do them separate now. You can do it online and then do a field day. So maybe I'll get her to do the online portion of it, and then we'll go do a field day in the spring or something, see if we can find one at one of the local clubs.
Well, do they still do that apprentice thing where you can, I don't, maybe that's not for kids, but there's an apprentice thing license where for 2 years you can hunt with somebody else, and then after that 2 years you have to get your hunter safety and everything. Maybe they get away with that because it's been abused.
You know what, they may still have it, I don't know. But, you know, she's at the perfect age where she's fired up to learn things. So I want to, you know, get her out and learn all the stuff and understand and appreciate it all. And then, you know, maybe I'll take her out and sit with her this year. But we'll see. It'll be fun either way.
Yeah, I don't know if you get on Facebook at all, but if you search Facebook, I know the Algonac group, usually this year, they'll make a post that there's a hunter safety class coming up. Quite a few. It's not too late. Most of them wanted to have their hunter safety for the rifle in shotgun season, so you'll probably still even see some classes in October. So, but yeah, that's cool. Do the online portion of it too, and then. Even if they, you know, even if she does the online portion, it's usually only a 1 or 2 day class to do the ones in person, and it doesn't hurt to sit there for both days and see what they teach you because you see some cool stuff. Usually the DNR officers and the instructors bring in little props and stuff and other stories. And that's so much better than just doing questions online, you know. Yeah, for sure. But, you know, when I did do a little bit, the very little research that I did, most places now are just, they're doing them split. I think it's probably the amount of interest that they're getting at these clubs that they're just doing the field days. I don't know. You know, it's unfortunately surprisingly, I don't want to say difficult, but not the frequency that you'd think that they offer these classes. There's one, maybe two a year. Unfortunately, like you said, the interest is just so low. Roger that. All right, I got to get on the phone here and check with my buddy and everything, so I just figured I'd pop in and say hi because I heard you out there. And then if the date gets this repeater, I might jump on if they're fishing. It gets really, really boring. But if not, I'll catch you later on sometime. Good talk to you again, and I'll be clear on your final, WACPT. It was good talking to you, Don. Yeah, good luck tonight, and have a good time. And one of these days, I'm going to have to hook up with you and learn a little bit about that the satellite stuff that you do, because it's super intriguing, and I'd love to figure out how to do it. This is K8RUH. Have a good night. All right, for sure. No problem there. I know I usually go to some of the larks at Stody Creek. I don't believe I'm going to make it tomorrow because of both fishing tonight and I got somewhere I got to be in the evening. But when I'm there, I usually bring it everything. So that'll be a good jump on one of these larks for sure. If not, we can figure something out. All right, I'll catch you later. WCPP. Awesome. Again, good luck tonight. Can't wait to see some of those photos. K8LUH.
And at IAJ.
You know, all of those things. So,
I'm at tomorrow's funeral, so I'm going to miss the breakfast party tomorrow. So I'm sorry about that, but it's one of the things I look forward to. Wealth of knowledge at that table. And whoever the breaking party is, go ahead and try. If not, it's not good. Take it.
Sounds like a Capitan. Go ahead, Captain Don.
How are you, Sean? Yeah, I'm hitting the Richmond repeater from on the water. I'm in the middle channel of the St. Clair River.
Well, you're certainly sounding good from out there. So, good deal. Wally?
You're not trying to talk to the space shuttle from out there, are you? Because there's a lot easier ways to do it than that. So my guess is you're probably trying to catch a bluegill. Go ahead, Mr. Don.
Yeah, we're actually fishing for sturgeon. Not having very good luck yet, though. Got a couple catfish. I did try to work the space station with a rubber duck antenna, and I was hearing people, but they didn't answer me.
You eat them ugly things?
No, negative. I have. They're good if you clean them and cook them right. You know, you can only keep one a year between 42 and 50 inches, so.
I was kind of joking because they are not pretty fish, that's for sure. But they sure are big. So there you go. I don't know, Wal, you ever caught a sturgeon?
Negative. Large, small bass, as big as I go. I would like to go someday with a buddy of mine out to Lake Michigan and go salmon fishing. That was like fun. But sturgeon. Captain Don, was that the one? I saw on Telegram somebody's arm got scraped up. Is that the fish that's got real rough skin and you get your arm up to done?
I like shark skin. They're like sandpaper. And then they got what's called scoot to protect them. And then when they're bigger, it kind of gets worn down and then they just kind of scratch it.
Does not sound like anything I would engage with or in. Let's see. Sean says they don't taste well. You tell me you gotta cook them just right. And they could hurt you. So that's like three strikes. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I know absolutely nothing of how they taste. I say they look hideous, but they might taste fantastic. I don't know. I guess their caviar is, the eggs are pretty desirable, but I'm not sure if it's all species of sturgeon or some very specific ones. But that's about all I know about them. I know they're really big, and I know that's where you get the best caviar from. So there's the extent of my knowledge up till this little influx of knowledge from Captain Don and crew. Don?
Yeah, they actually taste like they're like a mix between a pork chop and I don't know, fish, I guess. I don't know. Swordfish, if you ever had swordfish. It's kind of like that. I hardly anybody eats them here. The people that spear them up at Black Lake, obviously you're spearing it, so you have to eat it, and they just love it. They said they smoke half of it, and they fry up the other half of it. So, yeah, pretty good. All right, I just wanted to say hi and see how it worked to come out here. And pretty good.
It works okay, but if I was in trouble, I would still depend on Channel 16.
Yeah, roger that. This is just for fun. But, no, I could get out of here if somebody answered. I could definitely get help, that's for sure. But anyway, all right. WCDP.
All right, Don, we'll catch you later. Yeah, I'm getting a little fluttery on that last one, last couple, but no problem. We hear you. So I got to get something up there. I can't. Got to quit depending on the UMP for that hole.
Where he's at, that's a pretty big distance, too. He's in the middle channel. My guess he's near Harson's Island. And even by boat, that's quite a run. So I don't know how you would. I mean, I'm not a geographic person like you guys are, but that would be a pretty big push for any antenna, I would think. Unless you got some CHF up there and pointed it that way. Or maybe just get a satellite tower out that way. If you know somebody who knows somebody.
Yeah, I switched over to Warren. Are you guys still hearing me?
Oh, yeah. You sounded better than you were.
All right. Yeah, I'm on a 10-watt HT, so I'll drop a pin in Telegram so you can see where I'm at.
Yeah. You by the... Either brown star, is north of that or south of that.
Well, if you know where the no wake buoys are in the panel, we're at the downstream, and I can see a blanket about 100 yards in front of me.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. So, yeah, that's still a pretty good haul, but, and also you're probably, pontificating, you're probably getting better at Warren because it's a straight line, not as much, but maybe there's less buildings or something there. I have to look at a map and see how the crow flies. Go ahead, John. I should be close enough. I just switched to Richmond.
Yeah, you got some popcorn, but you were working on the other one. This one. Whatever, 6-1, half dozen the other, I'll go.
I have to check the antenna on this thing, because for what I got in here, it should be working a heck of a lot better than what it is. So, I'm grabbing a little meter and check it out, make sure it's all hunky dory, but I guess it isn't. So, I'm almost to North Street, heading probably a mile west of North Street on 26. That's my location. And I got the littler radio in here. I'm only pushing about 25 watts.
I don't know. Where exactly are you at right now?
Approximately 1 mile west of North Avenue on 26 miles.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising. You should be smacking into that baby pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. Kind of staticky coming back, too, so I'll check it tomorrow afternoon when all is done, and just for something to keep my rest of my day occupied.
There you go. What time do you have to be at the home?
The home is all done. To be at the church at 8:45, and I have to get prettied up because they asked me to be one of the pallbearers. So, and of course, I had to say yes. I would say yes. I don't want to say had to. I would say yes. He was a great guy. So, I think I told you a little bit about him. He was the Winnebago guy for Chrysler. He was the one that did all the coordination between Winnebago and Chrysler. You know, of course, it's a dated story, but I remember back in those days, everybody bought Winnebagos, and they all had Chrysler power plants in them. That's what he did.
Well, there you go. So, all righty. Well, hopefully it goes well, and, I'm guessing he was up there, so I'm guessing he had a pretty good life, so. Doesn't make them miss any less, but certainly good that people have relatively long. I'm guessing he was probably well into his 80s, eh?
And the person you feel the most compassion for, I got to make sure I want to use my words correct because sometimes I don't. The person that you felt compassion for is Grandma. You know, she spent her entire life with him. You know, and that's the one you have the most compassion. So that's a tough one to deal with.
Yep, that's it. That's the thing you have to do is be there for support. It's going to be a tough adjustment, you know, all them years.
Yes, sir. Change the subject a little bit more. Burrito world. You done any more thinking about when we want to start hijacking of stuff and going grain? Because if you need to run up to Bay City, we've got some projects up there, and I can go up there and make it like a dual thing. I can grab you your coax or wire or whatever you needed up there and bring it back. I know we're doing a couple dealerships there right now that if I showed up, it would be beneficial for the company, and it would also be beneficial for us for our hobby. So if you need help bringing some stuff south, let me know.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to call. He mentioned it a little while ago. Jeff called me today. He wanted to get a crew together on a kind of spur of the moment and go to Mayville, or not Burnside. So it was just like too short notice, so couldn't really get anybody together. That's a tall one. That one's like 280, and I don't think you should have climbed that one alone. But I wasn't enough for ground crew, you know, by myself. So that need at least a couple of guys on the ground, one handling the winch and another one doing rigging and stuff like that. But so it's getting there. He's the summer months. Everybody was obligated. As we get in the fall here, we're going to have probably a hot heavy window of trying to get things done. So I'm guessing we'll probably want to get that one on the agenda quick. But they've been working pretty heavy on CCE up there in the north part of the state, working pretty hot and heavy there. So the crews have been cooking up that way. But we'll get them back down here. Got a few things I want to get done down here for sure.
Well, the offer's on the table. Like I said, I can bring the wire back, or I can have one of my trucks bring the wire back, or whatever it was. I thought it was wire or coax or what have you. But it would be no problem for me to tell, the guys, hey, pick this stuff up. So, because I know we got a bunch of resources there as well. Or I could do it. Either way, it doesn't matter. So we're building one in Flint, and we're building one. I forget where the other one was, but I know we're doing two of them up there. That other one, is that just coax, or is that also a control cable, a 5 cable too, or is it just coax?
Might not be cable anymore. It was a big old spool, about 300 foot of 7/8, but I heard that might have become unavailable. And I was debating on using it because I've got brand new half inch, and so used 7/8 or new half inch, I was really hemming and hawing. But it may not even be an issue now. I may be just using the new half inch. And it may just be a combiner and a multicoupler window filter and some other various RF componentry. So it's really not all that much backseat of the car stuff.
Okay. This is a question more than a statement. Is half inch good enough? With the loss, would that make you happy?
Yeah, it's pretty negligible at those frequencies and those distances. It's not nothing. It's just enough to go, do I want to go through all the extra hassle? It's a lot of extra loading, and it's all the work of, extra work of running that and everything. So it's just enough to consider, but it's like not enough to say it's a no-brainer. It's like I really was vacillating, you know. Do I use the U7/8 or the new half, you know, and back and forth. Well, the decision may be made, so there you have it. I mean, if I really felt necessary to go up to, 7/8, I got other sources for that. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'm driving through our parking lot with our new lights, seeing if they were significantly brighter, and they do seem brighter. Wasn't quite the lumens I was looking for, but it is brighter, so hopefully it'll scare the bad guys away. Did I tell you that we had a customer call us today? The stuff that we had stolen, and he said that there was a guy over there who was down Grand River and something trying to sell him stuff that got stolen out of our trailer, and he said that the guy was pretty proud of having this stuff, and so we called the local police department, and there wasn't enough time for them to round up a team to go down there and do a sting operation. The guy was even nice enough to let him wait till 11 o'clock. You know, he said, well, I don't have the cash right now. You guys come back at 11, you know, and I'll buy it from you. But they couldn't get it. You know, a team down there, and, you know, for a small stuff like that, you know, Detroit sure isn't going to help. So, and I don't blame them. They probably don't have enough resources. But nonetheless, the bad guy's trying to sell our stuff.
I'm kind of surprised it ended up all the way down there. It's like, they come all the way up where you're at, your place is at, and then the stuff ends up all the way down there, and it's, man... They're going out a ways doing their shopping, eh?
Yeah, the guy goes by the handle. I can get... He left him his cell phone number. They got the license plate, and the guy goes by the handle with the name of, I can get anything you want, Jack. Now, how's that for a business model?
You ain't lying.
I should call him and tell him I want an APX 8000E.
What a racket. Oh, well, the world's full of scumbags that ruin everything for all of us.
Somebody else was in there. Go ahead, caller.
Could it have been background noise here?
No, they said you ain't lying. So, I didn't know. But I got my scan head on. It could have popped over to GMRS because I do have that turned on today. So it could have been that. But, yeah, somebody said, you ain't lying. So that's what I heard. Well, Mr. Sean, I'm on my final road here, St. Clair Drive. Sorry I'm going to miss the guys tomorrow. Tell them I wish I was there. So I guess, so what was it do they have official moves when you do roll call? Absent with permission. So I'm going to let you go after in your final. You have a good evening, sir.
All right, Wally, catch you later. W8FU.